Hi, I'm Jodie Walmsley, author, keynote speaker, and happiness expert. I'm talking to you today from the Simply Laughter Online Summit. My next guest is Olivero Radovanovic, and she's going to be talking to us about how she took laughter yoga to the Balkans. She's also going to talk about a wonderful project about laughter tourism, and then she's going to touch also on the business side of laughter yoga. Have a wonderful session. Hi, Olivero. How are you today?
And thank you.
Where are you talking to us from today?
Well, I'm talking to you from the most beautiful town in Serbia called Novi Sad.
In Serbia. Now, this is very interesting. I'm so glad to have you on the show because, you know, we've got laughter clubs coming up all over the world. And Serbia, you wouldn't think that it's out there yet. So great. What, you know, how did it all start for you?
Oh, that's a very long story. Do we have time?
Give us the shortened version.
Okay. Well, I had a completely different experience that got me to laughter yoga. And nothing is by chance happening in your life. So When I say that I am the most happiest woman ever that had breast cancer, nobody believes me and thinks that I'm crazy. But I did, and that's what got me to laughter yoga. Actually, it was in 2008, and there was very little things about that topic here in Serbia, so I had to read everything in English. And I translated everything, made a site of all the topics I found about breast cancer. And when I translated all, I made completely on my own a site. I've never done that before. And I opened my Facebook account to put it up, to put up a page. It's called Breast Cancer and Support, but in Serbian. Mm-hmm. And I think, I cannot remember because it was in 2008, in this point of time. The first day or in 2 or 3 days, I found a circle, a blue circle, and said, laughter yoga. I've never heard about it. Uh-huh. So I clicked and I watched the video and they did And I watched and said, I want to do this. And that was it. Wow. But unfortunately, in that period of time, I wrote to the laughter club that I found. It was the laughter club in Nottingham. And Joe was the laughter leader there. And I wrote to him and said, hi, I would like to do this, how and what. And he said, you need to find a laughter teacher somewhere near yourself. So you have to go to the training, laughter yoga leader training and so on. So I looked up and the nearest thing was India. I found a site, the Laughter Yoga International. I wrote to Madame Kapari and said, well, you're welcome here and whatever. But for me at that point of time, it was far and I was still not well enough to go. So 2 years from then, in 2009, I had to go through another kind of operation in the same manner. When I was going to that operation, it's strange what life's giving you. I love it so much. The worst things come to the best things. So when I was going to that day, when I was going to the hospital to get operated for the second time, I saw it says laughter yoga leader training in Slovenia with Simona Krebs, my teacher. So, and it was in three months in March. So I wrote to her and say, hi, I want to come. So when I finished the second operation, then I went over and got my laughter yoga leader training certificate. And then I came home to Serbia and opened my laughter club. In 2011, on the 1st of May, it was the World Laughter Day.
Wow, what a day to start. That's awesome. I just love the fact that you took the initiative to take control of your life, which,
you know, a lot of people don't have the courage. So I really love your story, and I hope that a lot of other people out there that are battling with different things, you know. And how did you find that it changed your wellness program, if we could say, your recovery?
Well, I'm alive. Ho, ho, ha, ha.
Yay! That is a good start.
I'm alive and laughing every day. Can it be better?
That's awesome.
No. It's actually because I did laugh yoga for 2 or 3 years with myself until I had the opportunity to go to the laughter yoga leader training. On my health, I didn't know at the beginning what laughter yoga was, what it can do, any of those things. Really, I didn't. It is just through practice and time that I found out everything I speak is coming from my own experience. So it recovered me physically, my whole health. We know how laughter yoga works, so I don't need to talk about it here. I've got my strength, I got my health back. I had in my first operation, I had the 14 metastatic, what do you call it in English? I don't know. So when I went later to the doctor and he checked me out, he said, "Wow, you're completely healthy. What did you do?" And it was
that is awesome.
Yeah. I said, well, if I tell him that I laugh, will he really? Well, I don't know. It just happened. I didn't want to explain. And so that's what I know laughter yoga can do with a person that is physically ill and many more. And it can cure, and it can cancer. All the other diseases are.
Yeah. We do know all the wonderful health benefits that are, you know, just laughter is so great. And like you said, we're not going to go into that right now. But you started out as a leader, but then I think you did a lot more in the Balkans, right? Tell us a bit about that.
Oh, well, yes. I started at the 1st May in 2011. I ran my laughter club for 3 years for free. I am still running it, but it's not for free anymore. It has to cover the cost.
Sure.
Every once a week, but during those 3 years, I had a lot of work done with out of the club, with other associations and so on. And then when I finally got the moment and time and place to go to Madame Kataria in Salzburg to get my teacher certificate, then when I came back, I opened my non-governmental organization or association, Laughter Yoga Serbia, also on the World Laughter Day. So it started building on what we already have done. I have done a lot of work all over Serbia, Bosnia as well, Montenegro, Macedonia. And since then, I have done a few laughter yoga leader trainings. Have about 65 laughter yoga leaders of my own, which are not all from Serbia. Some of them are from the neighboring countries. Just the other day, we met the clubs. We don't have many clubs. Not all the leaders do laughter yoga as clubs. Some of them in their work incorporated. Some of them don't do any of it, but it happens. That's, I know, not everyone becomes a laughter yoga master of any. We don't all go to the laughter yoga leader training for the same reasons.
Yeah.
So that's how it's in the moment here. In the meantime, for all the work I've done, a few days before I was a participant in the Global Laughter Yoga conference in Germany, in Frankfurt, and a few days before that, I've became a laughter ambassador.
Yay! It's lovely. You know, during this summit, I'm hearing such amazing stories and just like the wonderful stuff that the laughter people are doing in their different ways. And now I know that you actually come from a corporate background and you took this to the corporate setting. So you went into businesses and you helped with businesses. How did that work for you?
farewell, thank you.
I'm very happy to hear that, because a lot of people have a problem going into the corporates, which is why I'd like to know, do you have any tips for people wanting to go into businesses?
Well, a few things. I have been working a lot. I'm very visible, viral, not on internet, but in all my doings. When I started Lofty Yoga in Serbia, everybody, I must say, everybody thought that this is a completely crazy woman. Or that was what people thought about me. Or she has so much money, she's so rich, so she's doing nonsense because she doesn't know what she wants to do with herself. Today, after all this work, because I have done with all different kinds of group, I've done it all over, I have never ever said no to anyone. So I go for free, mostly for free. Yeah, you have to build up on it to get to give Lofty Yoga a status, to let them know that is serious stuff.
Yeah, now when you say free, it's not really free, because remember, you're building your credibility.
Yeah, no,
and you're
I know.
Getting your visibility, and you're getting your promotion. So,
that's
you
right.
know, free, sometimes you've got to make sure that you're getting your value out of giving a session for free, which
that's
I know
right.
that you do. I just want to make that clear for the people watching, because sometimes there's
yes,
that thing
I
about the free.
Yes, you are always getting back. You're always getting it back, just what you said, and you're absolutely right. And you shall never ever say no. I don't know how many times I've been called by the TV stations, or I've been part of some municipality or state happening.
Yeah,
you know, they don't pay you anything, but you go because today I'm working for one of the biggest companies here in Serbia. Not one of the, it's the biggest at the moment. It's not the only one, but it depends when and how people or companies or corporations want to incorporate Lofty Yoga in their
yeah business. And then it usually leads to paid work, right?
Of course it does. Everything is getting paid in a moment, but it takes work. You have to work. No one has become success comes one day, but after 10 years.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. I think that consistency is key here, and people need to keep going and differentiate between a club and then your corporate side. Can you tell us the difference between the two?
Of course, first of all, the club is a social meeting for everyone, and it's not so strict and all the rest that corporates are expecting of you. You also need to be a business laughter yogi.
Yes.
So you that's one thing. And when you come here, you can be yourself, whatever, people and more open and whatever. But clubs are more become a family, because they run all the time, and people do grow together as a group. It's a fantastic thing to have come through all this time to see what is happening. We in our laughter club have babies 2 years old, 10 years old. Children come by themselves, grandmothers with their grandchildren, everyone, the whole family coming together to help their child. They come and say, please, Olivera, can you help me? Help us to help our child. Those are things that are happening. It's a different kind of setting, and it's more private and personal. It's even though there are 50 sometimes or three, doesn't matter, in the club, more like bonding brand in the business. They want results. They want to see if I laugh 5 minutes, what do I get from that? And if I can laugh only 5 minutes and get everything now.
Yeah. That's it. And it's very good, because I want to make it clear that it's very different when you're speaking to corporates and when you are doing a laughter leader little club or something like that. It's very, very different. And we've got to make sure that we have the tools to do the corporate. Yeah. You've got to speak their language. You've got to dress. I mean, I'm suited because I feature. I'm corporate, as we know. And I'm suited, but I'm wearing smiley. So I've got my take of happiness, but I've got I'm mirroring them. You must always mirror your audience. So I think that's really important. Now, one of the things that I really love about what you are doing and what your passion is your laughter tourism.
Oh, yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about your laughter tourism.
Well, first of all, I've sat down with myself and said, what do you love to do most? Travel. I can travel whole day long, all my life. Just be on the road. It's not the destination. It's the travel, the trip. The next thing that is not less loved, but insane, is laughter. Mm. And the third thing, people. I love those three things. And those three things I incorporate in laughter tourism. It's a fantastic twist on something that usually can be boring. If it's there are different kinds of tourism as well. So if those are guided tours, you know what to expect. You go behind the man with the umbrella and you listen and you talk. And when you get home, you have no idea where you have been. Okay? That is the thing. But when that guide or someone with him makes you laugh, at that point where you don't expect it or something, because there are different ways to incorporate laughter in tourism. So if it's like unexpected and they have fun at the time, they will remember, you know, when we looked at that monument, that happened. So they will also have a good time. The other thing is, if it's an organized laughter tour, because it can be a tour, you go from place to place and visit everything, then you can laugh with the people in the bus, you do exercises in the bus or in the train or in the plane, depending. Really, we all know laughter yoga is a diamond. Why do I say that? Because you can do it anywhere, everyone can do it, and nothing is needed, and everything I need is myself to do it. So it's a real diamond for myself. I love it. And also, it's not a constant thing that is never changing. It changes every time. So you are very flexible whatever you do. So you can do it in the commute, during the commute. You can do it at the site, depending if it's pre-lunch or if it's while they're waiting coffee or while they're looking at something. It depends on you, your creativity. And you incorporate this. So you can make pre-arranged laughter yoga tour, okay? Or when they don't expect it, like I said, or make something completely new by yourself, like I have done. So
that's great. No, I love it, and I love the idea. And the thing is that laughter does connect the people, and it's so good. And so you have laughter camps, and I see you sent me an example of what you're doing, and I absolutely love the idea. You have them up to even 7 days.
Yes.
And so what do you actually do within the 7 days? I know you mentioned you can use them all over, but could you give us an example of what you would do in Montenegro?
Okay, the laughter camp is an arrangement at site. So that is my own making, if I can say so. It's not only for laughter yogis, okay? Everyone is welcome. But there is a twist. It's not a big camp. We can only receive 30 people max. Mm-hmm. So everyone, we will be together. We also have five of those 30 people, five places for laughter yoga adventurers, which means the next thing, that if someone would like to lead a laughter yoga day complete throughout, he will be a laughter yoga adventurer of the day. And we have five. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because the camp is from the 18th of August till the 25th of August. So we come on. What is going on every day? Because it is in a beautiful setting. I am from Serbia, but the camp is in Montenegro. And I have organized for us, for everyone who comes to the camp, we have guides. So we hike every day, but the hikes are not heavy. We have over 30 hiking tours, so we can go a short distance, higher up, lower down, depending on the group and the weather.
Good point.
Also, and it's something that is obligatory, is packed in the camp, is rafting on Tara River and zip lining as well. So we'll be laughing like this.
But that, you know, that could actually help with the fear of it. I think it's a really good idea. So I love the idea.
I think it would be fun. The next thing, laughter yoga is the essence of the camp. That's why it's called Laughter Yoga Adventure Camp, because we will have some adventure. We will go every day in a distance, a different place, and so on the mountains. We will go on the Red Point. It's a viewpoint where you can see everything from, and go to the ice cave or all kinds of things. Lovely. Depending on really what we would like to and how. But in the morning, when we get up, and we have to get up, we will do lots of yoga exercises before breakfast. Then we get ready and go hiking, depending on the tour, how many hours. When we get to the final point, there we will do some kind of laughter meditation or any other kind of meditation. I don't know, except for Saturday, because I'm leading Saturday. Other days are supposed to be led by other laughter adventurers. And then we come back, rest a little bit. Before dinner, we have a laughter yoga session. And also, the laughter adventurers are free to do a PowerPoint presentation on their take of laughter yoga or what is important for them. That is just sharing. This is an incubator of sharing and carrying laughter yoga. And then after dinner, we also have the laughter, dancing, karaoke, whatever. What will we do as far as laughter yoga is concerned? Every day depends on the laughter yoga adventure of the day.
Lovely. And I love that, because, you know, when you get a group of people together, and especially if you've got other laughter adventurers, laughter yogis with you, you can have a different take on it. I know that I have my friend here in the UK that I connected with in India, with Dr. Kataria over there, who I'm now staying with in the UK. And we're going to have laughter tours. And she's got her take on it, and I've got my take. And together, it just makes it different, you know, and it's fun. So I absolutely love that idea. And now, do you think there's room for collaboration with other people in other countries?
Oh, yes. This is completely open. This is, you mean for the camp?
Yeah, for like, would you be open to collaboration? Because, I mean, that's what we're all about. We're, you know, a family, whether we're on different directions and doing different things. But at the end of the day, it's all about the laughter. And so I think that would be a really nice idea to collaborate. And how do you see that?
Of course, the camp is made in collaboration. The thing is, why I'm taking laughter yoga outside. We always go to learn more about laughter yoga inside, which is not bad at all. We get a lot of information, but we are always inside in some kind of conference. It is great, but we never actually bond.
Yeah.
Because we don't have time. We listen, but this is the whole time long, we are mingling and laughing together. It is not, I am today, so you don't have any right to say what I will. No. Everyone is supposed to bring in what they have. Something. It doesn't matter if they are the laughter adventure of the day. To help me, to have an idea, why not? That's the way everyone benefits the most, from my point of view. Also, we are outside and doing other physical activity during which we can bond and have beautiful time under the sun.
No, I fully agree. I think that that's awesome. Yeah. I've got a little story about that. I was flown to Portugal to do a two-day laughter workshop with a group of CEOs from a group called YPO. And it was amazing because we were all tourists there because I didn't know Portugal. And they were from Morocco. And they met me there. And then we every day we'd have like talks about different things about laughter and spirit of laughter and everything. But then we would go outside and we would actually have so much fun together. And we connected and bonded so well. So after the 2 days, some of the people said to me, I wish it was longer. And then they rebooked me and I'm going to Morocco in December. So and you would think like this is again the corporate setting. You would think, well, like, wow, 2 days with corporates, like, wow, it's a totally different level. But actually they loved it so much. And then you have the time to connect and to ask their questions, like, how, you know, what are your obstacles? How can we put laughter into your life to make a difference? And so I love that idea about being outside. So great one. So, yeah, so talk a bit more about the collaboration. Sorry, but I just thought that that was relevant because I had a great experience with that.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very important. You know, from my experience or any conference, you remember some of the people's name that you most spend the time. But that's it. You don't know anything else. You have. Yeah. And you should suppose.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Camp also is good for corporate, so if it will be, or it's the same thing, but if anybody has a company to get it in to do this kind of thing, to be instead of laughter yogis, not this term of 18th to 25th December is the laughter yogi camp for everyone who wants to join. Mm. And I would be happy to have so much laughter in under the sun. But it can also be for corporate business if any of the youngest want to do it. It's no problem.
Yeah. And now, I mean, these are great ideas. And I encourage the people watching today to do similar things in their own country. And then you can always cross, you know, the information. So if you say you do your camp in your country, then you can say, well, I've got a friend in Montenegro that's doing a similar thing if you'd like to book with her. So this is where I see the collaboration. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So now that's good. Now, the one interesting thing that
unfortunately, there is no one here so doing anything similar. But
yeah, but I love it. But you know what I mean? But across the world, because people would want to see different countries. And I think there's what better way than to do it while you're laughing. So I really, when you told me about this idea, I just absolutely loved it. So, I mean, I'm a world traveler. People are always like, where are you today? I'm that bad. You know, so I love traveling. And so to be able to go and laugh and have these little tours, I think would be a great idea and something that others can collaborate with. And then, so I encourage everybody to get together and talk about how they can.
Yeah.
But one question I have about you, because I saw on your list, when I saw the breakdown of your wonderful 7-day camp, you mix the children with the adults. Now, I personally found that challenging when they're too young. So I'd love to hear what you say about that.
No, we had no, not for me, not ever. You know what I think? As for me, as children, let me play even more. They let me be a child. I have the, they give me the right to be a child. They have no problem with it. Only we adults do. But I have had in my laughter club and all over the place different ages, and I especially encourage in my laughter club to come as a family because of the bonding, because of the thing that we as parents are in obligated to show our children, to teach them that it is okay to play, it is okay to laugh, and it is okay to feel the joy and see the world in a different angle From my experience all this year before in this region, we have been taught from one point of a time where we were children that don't laugh that loud, sit down, why are you screaming so much, be still, when we were playing and laughing. So those were signs where we were get told, it is not good to laugh, it is not good to play. Yeah. Now we, as we are laughter yogis, we know that that is important. Our role is to teach them that that is okay. So one day when they grow up, they will continue, and they then their children will know better than we did.
Yeah, no, I love the idea. And I also encourage families together. But sometimes I find when I have a group of adults and there's one or two children, then I feel that they get left out. But I love, I mean, laughter is just amazing. Yeah.
I give the children to do some exercises. I make them important. Show me some exercise, do what, Sherry, make up an exercise, whatever. And then when we do like milkshake, I put the child, if they're one or more, in the circle, then we put throw the milkshake on them, and then we say, you are sweet, you're sweet, yeah, whatever. So we encourage them to be, if they can follow. Small children cannot follow easy, but we just don't mind. Let them just be there. They feel much more different. I have been had so different experience, like children come and say, but you just let them be. No one is pushed to do anything. No one is just encouraged and say, okay, everything is fine, and just let alone. And in one moment you see that they follow or are really engaged.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I love it. I love that idea. And I think that we've covered a lot of great points here about, you know, the benefits of having all these wonderful laughter camps and tourism outside and doing all that. I think that's great. And thank you so much for sharing. We're going to have a PDF that you're going to give to everybody, which is the 5 tips of the benefits of having a laughter camp or tourism. And so everybody can click down below. And then that way they can also connect with you if there's anything they want to do. I'll put your website and everything so that you can start the collaborations and start to get together.
Oh, I don't know what people are here for if they don't collaborate in the world.
Exactly. And laughter is such a wonderful collaborator, and, you know, it's just wonderful. So it does help us. So I love it. I mean, that's what I'm absolutely loving interviewing everybody, is I'm hearing everybody's stories and we're connecting so well already, and I just love it. So anyway, but Olivera, thank you so much for taking the time to get to talk to us today and laughing with us. Yay! Thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.